This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. For many people, the name Imelda Marcos is synonymous with footwear. A new documentary called Imelda shows how Marcos played a pivotal role in the history of the Philippines.
My mother? Get beyond the shoes. The shoes are a funny side story.
Imelda won the Best Cinematography Award at the Sundance Film Festival last month. Producer and director Ramona Diaz says she had unprecedented access to Imelda Marcos. 18 years ago today, the People Power Revolution ousted Ferdinand Marcos, Imelda's husband, from his 20-year reign in the Philippines. Diaz says Imelda is now ready to tell her story.
Imelda Marcos was the poor relation of a very powerful political family. So her father was sort of the black sheep of the family. She grew up in the province and not in Manila. She went to Manila finally in her early 20s, and her cousin was Speaker of the House of Congress. So she's not truly a Cinderella story, because a real Cinderella would not have had access to powerful men like Ferdinand Marcos.
She was also beautiful, and that was helpful.
Yes, and she used it. She knew the power of her beauty. I mean, when she got to Manila, she joined a beauty contest, Miss Manila, and she was first runner-up, and she was not happy. So she went to the mayor of Manila and said, "Excuse me, but I think I should have won." And the mayor actually declared her the Muse of Manila.
Not a shrinking violet.
No, absolutely not.
So she meets the president, and, well, he wasn't president then.
He was, at the time, congressman.
And congressman. 11 days later.
11 days later, they get married. Lavish wedding, the president of the Philippines attended and was one of the godfathers. Yeah.
As first lady, she tried to be Jackie.
Yes, that was her role model. The press also dubbed her the Jacqueline Kennedy of Asia. And she bought it.
Traveled the world as ambassador from the Philippines?
Yes, on behalf of her husband. But she was also very aware that, in a way, her husband used her. But I guess she was also complicit. She knew the effect she had on men like Gaddafi and Chairman Mao and Saddam Hussein. I mean, she mentions all these rogues of history that she made friends with.
She couldn't have been that far removed from the worst things that were going on in the Philippines.
No, and I think that is a tragedy of it. Because if you listen to her speeches then in the 80s, in the 70s, she knew that the country needed land reform. She knew about housing. I think she was handed historic opportunities. They had resources, they had foreign support. They could have moved the country forward and still enriched themselves many times over. But they didn't do that, and that, I think, is the greatest tragedy.
There are other surreal moments, too. It's very campy elements here. She's dancing with Henry Kissinger.
Yes, she is.
She's serenaded by George Hamilton. You couldn't ask for a better piece of film.
We can't give you anything.
And then you film her as she's standing over her husband's body in the mausoleum and talking about how much refrigeration it needs.
Well, she hasn't buried him because she is insisting that the Philippine government allow her to bury him with full state honors. That is never going to happen. So he's still encased in this glass coffin.
Like Stalin.
Yeah, like Stalin, exactly.
In his tombstone, it says Filipino. In my tombstone, I would like to have inscribed, "Here lies love." But really, here lies love.
And that, more than anything, that shot, I think, says it all, because it's all about beauty, really. That's her philosophy. And like coloring his hair an even deeper shade of black will make all the difference.
Beauty. It's about beauty. She flaunted wealth as an example to the poor.
Yes, and she truly, I think, believes that if she lived well, the poor felt better.
But I wanted to show them, look, who was Imelda? I come from a third world country, third class province. I was orphaned. And look, Imelda made it. If Imelda made it, everybody can make it. Look, at this age and stage, I feel so good, I'm still ready to fly.
I think that part she truly, truly believes.
Ramona Diaz produced and directed the documentary Imelda, which tells more of the continuing legacy of the Marcoses. Their son is the governor of their hometown in the northern province, and their daughter is a member of the Philippines Congress.